Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Strength and Health Podcast's first episode. This is Scott Shetler. In this first episode, I just wanted to take the opportunity to explain why I wanted to start this podcast and to kind of talk about some of my ideas on the concept of strength and health. Some of you may have seen my YouTube channel that I've been doing for a little while, and I just wanted to do something that was a little bit more accessible to people. I know with the YouTube videos, you sometimes have to have your player up or running in the background or whatever, and some people just like audio format. So this will allow me to get some good audio content out there, and it'll spare you from having to look at my mug as I'm talking. So hopefully you enjoy the Strength and Health podcast series that I'm going to be starting here, and hopefully you enjoy the topics that we present. Now, I'll always put my contact information in the show notes and talk about it on the show, but if there's any topics that you want addressed or if you've got any suggestions, please feel free to email me at scott@eptsgym.com. That's eptsgym.com. scott@eptsgym.com is my email. Like I said, if there's any topics that you want covered in upcoming episodes or if you got any recommendations for guests, I'll be more than happy to consider them as I do plan on interviewing people for the podcast. My goal with the Strength and Health podcast is to discuss topics related to the concepts of training, nutrition, martial arts, and then, like I said, I also want to bring in some people for some interviews to get their perspectives on these ideas as well. So let's get into it and start out with what is strength and health? I talk about this quite a bit in many of the articles that I write. I've talked about this on a lot of the podcast shows that I've appeared on and on my YouTube channel. And I love this quote from George Hackenschmidt from his book, The Way to Live in Health and Physical Education. And that quote is, health can never be divorced from strength. And if we think about that, looking at where we are now, health and strength got divorced a long time ago. I mean, if we look at the different disciplines that are out there, in order to be at the top of your game in any of the strength competitions or strength events nowadays, you have to be a specialist. And what we find is that the further down the road somebody goes at pursuing their athletic achievements, the higher levels that they achieve, the further that we get away from health. And there's nothing wrong with that. I've got no issues with people wanting to dominate their athletic competitions, but we often have to sacrifice a little bit of our personal health in order to get there. That doesn't mean that we can't go back when we're done with competition and regain that health. But the more that we get into competition, the more that we get into high level athletics, the more of our health we got to be willing to kind of make a deal with the devil with to sacrifice. And it doesn't mean that you're, you know, sending yourself to an early grave by participating in something athletically. That's not what I'm getting at. But what I'm talking about is for the average person, the average seeker of strength, the person who's not out trying to break world records in powerlifting or weightlifting or strongman or bodybuilding, but for the person who wants to be stronger and just live a healthier lifestyle, we have to consider all aspects of what make an individual healthy. My belief is that strength and health is should be approached a little bit more holistically. You know, we often, even if you look at just the way the fitness industry is nowadays, people have no problem getting to the gym. They like to run. They like to do the cardio. Some people like to really lift the weights, but they often do so at the expense of other aspects of what would make up a healthy training program. So my take on it is that everything needs to be addressed if we want to balance both strength and health. I feel that it's important to strengthen the body through things like lifting weights, through body weight exercises, calisthenics, cardiovascular training. Flexibility and mobility is really important for building and maintaining range of motion. I think it's essential that nutrition is adhered to a sound nutrition plan. My personal belief is that a healthy, whole food, plant-based diet is the best way to go when we're talking about health. And I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to save my ideas on nutrition for a later episode, but I do believe that a whole food plant-based diet gives us the best opportunity for health. And then, of course, I think that it's important to focus on things that develop our mental aspect or the mind. So if we talk about holistic strength and health as being mind, body, and spirit related, we also have to incorporate things like a meditation practice. We need to do things that focus on breathing. We need to adopt something like maybe a yoga or qigong or something that's a little bit more of a restorative practice that helps us get in touch with ourselves. I think a lot of times when we look at people that partake in a health and fitness program, you know, you watch somebody at the gym and they're on the treadmill running and they got their headphones on and they're either listening to music or they're watching some TV show or something like that. They're doing that to distract themselves from the activity that they're doing, and it's taking themselves away. It's getting themselves out of their body, so to speak. You know, it's allowing them to zone out so they could go through the training process. And I think it's important to kind of tune in instead of zoning out. You know, I know people who are distance runners who talk about distance running as if it's a meditative experience, because when they go out and they're running, like my friend Stick from the hip hop duo Dead Prez, is he's always said this. One of the things that he likes about his running is when he goes out, it's almost like a meditation where he's getting in tune with his steps and his running cadence, his running pace. He's getting in tune with his breath and just the way his body's functioning together as he's doing this exercise. So for him, running is synonymous with a meditative experience, which is really cool. And I think it's important that we find some sort of meditation practice to adopt. Now, my personal favorite would be Zazen or regular seated meditation. I think it's hard to use a physical activity as a quote unquote meditation practice if we don't really know how to meditate in the first place. So I do think it is important, whether you go out in nature and just sit, whether you adopt a meditation practice, whether you just sit and just focus on your breathing, but anything that kind of brings you into the present moment, like meditation or just sitting and focusing on your breathing, I think has a lot of benefits by providing the opportunity to allow us to calm down. It reduces stress. It teaches you to breathe properly, and in doing so, can go a long way to improve our health in the long run. So I think, you know, my idea of strength and health is something that's a little bit more holistic in that we adopt practices that benefit the mind, body, and the spirit. It's kind of like developing the total human being, which was something that the founding fathers of the physical culture movement really focused on. And I'm talking about guys from the turn of the century, late 1800s, early 1900s. If you look at their readings, people like George Hackenschmidt, who I mentioned earlier, Arthur Saxon, Eugene Sandow, these people who promoted this movement of physical culture, you know, the concept of physical culture, the idea of physical culture was total human development. It wasn't just about getting big muscles or building high levels of strength. It was about everything. So I think that's very important and something that's important for us to focus on when we're trying to get to adopt a health practice. One of my favorite stories, being a student of the Chinese martial arts, is the story of Bodhidharma, or sometimes he's known as Damo, depending on what you read. But the idea that when he traveled from India, eventually landing in China, moving into the Shaolin Temple, he noticed that the monks that were living at the temple were in poor health, because all they did was meditated during the day. They sat for long periods of time, and they weren't doing things for the physical body. So he wanted to fix that. So as the legend has it, he meditated for a period of many years, I think 8 or 9 years. And during that time, he developed what are regarded as the first two Qigong training series. Now, Qigong is just loosely referred to as energy work. In a nutshell, it's basically just breathing and stretching exercises, but it's often referred to as a moving meditation that benefits both the body and the mind. And the two Qigong sets that he developed are referred to as the Yi Jin Jing, which is called the Muscle Tendon Changing Classic, and the Si Sui Jing, which is referred to as the Marrow Cleansing Classic. And by teaching these sets of exercises to the monks, they regain their health over a period of time, and it was also regarded as the birth of the Shaolin martial arts. Now, a lot of these stories that we hear about from Zen or Chan Buddhism stories like this, they are often regarded as almost like myths. You know, we don't know if they really happened or not after reading a book on the Shaolin Temple that was more of an academic work, whether or not Bodhidharma actually created these Qigong series has been in question, because there have been many forms of these, what they refer to as gymnastic exercise sets, for many, many years. But it's a story that provides some inspiration and something that I've always found to be cool, being a student of the Chinese martial arts. So this is what we often hear about. But the idea was that here you have these monks who are practicing deep spiritual practices. They're engaging in deep spiritual practices through meditation, through living in a monastery and kind of renouncing everything else in their life, yet their physical health suffered. So in order to remedy that, they had to adopt a series of physical exercises to strengthen the body. So that fits with my definition of strength and health, in that we need to develop exercises, or we need to adopt exercises that strengthen our body physically, but we also need the exercises to develop our mind and develop us as a whole. So I just always thought that story was great and very inspiring in that regard. I want to talk a little bit about how I came to this idea of strength and health, and why it's important to focus on both of these things together. Earlier on in my training career, I've been doing this now for about 20 years. Earlier on in my training career, though, I became really interested in the sport of powerlifting. And I went ahead and I started competing and training for powerlifting. And my goal was basically just to get as big and strong as possible. And that meant basically eating everything I could get my hands on, not really focused on quality of food, but more on quantity of food. And it worked. I put on a significant amount of weight, going up from about 180 to 230 pounds at my heaviest. I was definitely getting stronger. I was definitely getting bigger, but I was also getting much less healthy. So all those years of just eating as much as I could, red meat heavy diet, just eating, you know, not really shying away from junk food or anything like that, not eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, but just eating a lot of calorically dense food, a lot of fat, a lot of protein, and definitely my share of junk food, led to a pretty big weight gain, pretty big size gain, and pretty big strength gains. But I was also in the worst condition that I've ever been in. I remember going to the doctor for my physical one year. I think I was about 33 years old at the time. And she was talking that my labs are so bad, she was going to start considering cholesterol medications. And I thought, this is ridiculous. You know, here I am in my early, almost mid 30s. I shouldn't be getting on cholesterol meds. You know, I'm working in a job where I'm supposed to be helping people avoid that kind of stuff. So I did feel kind of hypocritical, and I knew that I was never going to get to the place where I was going to do what it was necessary to achieve the highest levels of success in powerlifting. You know, there's a certain sacrifice that you have to make to be the best. And I just wasn't willing to sacrifice my health. I know a lot of old timers who have been there and done it, and they've certainly had great careers, but they're also paying the price as far as the toll that it's taken on their body. And I wasn't willing to do that. And I wanted to make some changes. And right about that time, I had been thinking about adopting a vegetarian diet. Now for me, it was more for ethical reasons, meaning my motivation for adopting a vegetarian diet was more based on animal welfare than health or anything like that. But I did learn that a whole food plant-based diet is a very, very healthy way to eat. So as I was considering adopting a vegetarian diet, which eventually led to me going fully plant-based, eating a vegan diet, I started to follow people like Dr. Neil Barnard and Dr. Joel Fuhrman and Dr. Michael Greger and start to educate myself a little bit on the health benefits of a plant-based diet. So I decided to make this change where I was going to start eating a healthier, more in my opinion, a more ethically sound diet. And I was still going to train, but I needed to fill in the gaps of my training with the things that I was missing. Mainly, I needed to push my conditioning a little bit harder. I wanted to go back and focus a little bit more on my range of motion by adopting mobility and flexibility practices. And I also wanted to focus a lot more time on restoration. You know, here I was just pounding myself every day in the gym, and I wasn't really doing a lot of stuff focused on restoration or recovery. So I wanted to make my training a little bit more well-balanced. And also I wanted to finally pursue the Chinese martial art of Tai Chi Chuan. And that's something I've been very interested in for a long time. And I found a teacher near me. So I signed up for classes, and I started my training in Tai Chi Chuan and Qigong. And I did that mainly to balance out the more intense physical training that I was doing. And in a nutshell, it worked. After going totally plant-based, I remember I had, and you know, adjusting my training program. I'd been studying Tai Chi for a while now. I remember after 4 months of eating a whole food, totally healthy plant-based diet, actually a very high raw diet, meaning I was eating a lot of raw fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, things like that. still eating a little bit of cooked food, but it was definitely a whole food plant-based diet. After 4 months, I had another appointment. This is about a year later, and I from my last physical, and I had another appointment with my doctor. I went in, got my physical done, and the doctor was just astounded by the results of my labs. Now, to give you an idea, I'll go over the before and after results. Previously, I was weighing between 220 and 230 at my heaviest. After going plant-based, I was down to 178 at my lowest. My blood pressure had dropped from 135 over 90 at the highest down to 102 over 67 at the lowest. My total cholesterol had dropped from 220 down to 151. My HDL, the healthy cholesterol, went up from 41 to 43. And my LDL went down from 130 to 95. In addition, my triglycerides, which at one point at the highest had been 300, had dropped down to 65. So my doctor was blown away at these results. And of course, after finding out, you know, asking me what I was doing, wanted to check all my vitamins, my minerals, testosterone, things like that. And everything came back. Great. It was the first time my physical had ever been perfect. So they just said to me, you know, keep doing what you're doing. But I definitely felt like I was on the right track. I was feeling better. My joints didn't hurt. I felt like I was recovering after training really well. I was enjoying training, and I was definitely enjoying learning Tai Chi Chuan, which was something I'd wanted to do for a very long time. So I found a way to make my own personal training, my personal fitness program, a little bit more holistic in its approach by focusing on other areas other than just the strength training. That doesn't mean I wasn't lifting weights anymore. I love lifting weights. I'm definitely a strength enthusiast. I'm gonna train hard until I die. But as I've gotten older, I've learned the importance of adopting restorative practices, of focusing on things like range of motion through mobility and flexibility training, keeping my conditioning up, my cardiovascular work, and things like that as well. So I've definitely got a little bit more balance in my training, and definitely made huge improvements in my nutrition. And this is what kind of led to my idea of strength and health, and what's got me to start doing my blog and my video blogging and now this podcast. So I just want to share my personal story with you and give you some of my thoughts on this idea of strength and health and why it's important to me and kind of what I want to do going forward. Now, some of the episodes of the podcast, I'd imagine we'll talk a little bit more on training. You know, we might get into martial arts depending on, you know, what guests that I have on the show. I definitely have some great athletes. I want to interview some great jiu-jitsu athletes and mixed martial art fighters. I definitely want to talk to some of my colleagues in the health and fitness industry and the strength training industry. So it'll be great to get different points of view as to what they feel is important and what they focus on and where they're at in their own personal training, fitness and development. So I think it'll be really cool. I think we'll get some great topics in here. And like I said earlier, if there's anything that you specifically want covered, just shoot me an email and let me know what those topics might be. But anything that is related to strength and health is fair game. I'll definitely get some people on here to talk about nutrition, and I definitely want to spend some episodes talking about what I do for my diet and what I feel is healthy nutrition. I know diet and nutrition is a very controversial subject right now. You got some people who are on one end of the spectrum eating a totally what they call a carnivore diet, where they're eating nothing but meat. And then you've got people over on my side of the spectrum where we're eating nothing but plants. And then you got some people that kind of work in between there, where some people are eating a little bit more of a animal based diet. Some people are eating a little bit more of a plant-based diet, and kind of everything in between. So there's a lot of different views out there about nutrition, and it'll be interesting to hear from people who are interested in those topics. And I just hope to bring some really interesting topics to the forefront through this podcast. So in conclusion, I just wanted to thank you for taking the time to listen to this first episode. And if you've got any comments, any topic requests, or any feedback, please be sure to email me at scott@eptsgym.com. That's scott@eptsgym.com. Scott with two T's. You can also follow me online at www.eptsgym.com. And you'll find links to all my social media. I'm active on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can find links to all my my social media sites there. And I'll definitely be sure to include those links in the show notes as well. So with that being said, welcome to the Strength and Health Podcast. Thanks a lot for taking the time to listen to this today. And I'm looking forward to bringing you more information and to addressing some more of these topics here in the future and getting this show up and running. So until next time, stay strong, stay healthy.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.